Mahatma Gandhi sought to create an India that was free not only from British rule, but prejudice against caste, particularly the lower caste Hindus who used to be called untouchables. Now, in Gandhi's time, untouchables were often forced to live in a kind of apartheid. They were banned from temples, forbidden even to cast a shadow on Hindus of higher caste. In years since, India has moved to educate and employ members of its poorest caste, and now for the first time, the president of that nation is an untouchable. But millions remain impoverished. Today we bring you the story of one untouchable who earns his keep on the streets of Delhi with his three-wheeled scooter or auto rickshaw. The Sikh Indian journalist and poet Gagan Gill tells the story of a chance encounter across caste, class, and human experience.
They didn't exist for me. They were all invisible. Until one day, when I just happened to see this face in the driving mirror. This face of the driver. He looked like just the representative face of an Indian, a common man. I asked him, "Where do you live?" He said, "Underneath the seat you are sitting on is my blanket, my one pair of clothes, my bowl for getting some stuff to eat." And he said he sleeps for 2 hours. Then he's on the roads. I asked him, "When did he come to Delhi?" 1979. He had been on roads for 14 years. And I asked him, "Do people talk to you? Does anyone know about you?" He said, "No. You're the first one who talked to me in 14 years. Nobody asked him. Nobody asked him who he was, what his name was, where he came from, what his life was like. And there were tears in his eyes. I asked him what his name was. He looked at me. He said, "Raja Ram, the Lord King, a homeless Lord King." I thought of his parents, who must have rejoiced the birth of a male child in the family, who named him the Lord King, and who had no idea where the Lord King will be. He was right outside my door. I imagined all kinds of things, all kinds of charitable deeds. I was imagining I'll take him to the doctor, I'll get his checkups done. This is the least I can do to a fellow Indian. And I imagined I could keep him in my house. I wanted to invite him home. And then something checked me. I knew I couldn't be all I had been imagining on a short 10 or 15 minutes ride. All I could do was talk to him, know and understand something about his existence as an invisible human being. I asked him if he could come tomorrow morning. He said, "Do you think if I talked to you, the government will do something about me?" I said, I wish I had that power. I'm afraid nobody's going to do anything for you. But if you accepted, if you agreed to talk to me, maybe people will at least know who you are, that you were a human being. You were not a machine. And I said, yes. I sympathize with you. I understand. You don't have any power. I think you are like me. I'm on the roads looking for a customer. And you are a journalist looking for a story. I know you can't help me. But all right, I'll come. If my story can help you in your job, I will come and talk to you. I think of him every time I ride a scooter, an auto rickshaw. And I know, even if their life stories are different, he's sitting somewhere in every auto rickshaw driver.
The story of the Lord King was told by Goggin Gill and produced by Sandy Tolan as part of the upcoming series Worldviews. And you're listening on National Public Radio to Weekend Edition.